So what Swimply does, it allows you to be as cool as a private pool owner without needing to own one or trespass into one.
Right, so I open up an app, almost like an Airbnb, but just for pools, pretty much. And then say if Paige, let's do a hypothetical here. Say if Paige lives in a mansion and she's got a pool, and I'm just in the burbs and I don't, and I want to rent her pool for the hour. Does it matter if she's home? Does she have to leave the property?
She does not have to leave the property. Around 60% of our hosts are home during the reservation.
Wow.
You do see how private the pool is. But before you arrive, there's like three different levels of privacy. Either the host won't be home, will be home, but the curtains will be closed, or, you know, the host is actually going to chill with you. Generally, the hosts will be home, but the shades will be closed and there will be no actually any contact. 80% of our pool owners never actually meet any of the guests. It is a very, like, self-serve process.
Oh, I like that. That's good. That's good.
And so I'm assuming you can sort of choose your amount of time you spend there. Like, what are the options? Is it half day, full day, just an hour?
So it goes by the hour. So something like, you know, when you rent a home, it goes by the night, and you I guess, book how many nights you'd come.
Yeah.
With us, you book how many hours you'd be arriving.
Right. And so what's the average sort of price for an hour?
So the average price did vary. We're in a bit over 100 cities in the U.S. right now. We have, you know, pools that sign up for $18 an hour, and we have pools that have signed up for $250 an hour.
Wow.
So it does vary. The average, if I had to put one, was probably around $40 to $50 an hour for a bit of a nicer pool.
What about going to the toilet?
So right now, a bit over half our hosts provide a bathroom. If you don't provide a restroom, we limit you to only allowing 1 hour long reservations.
Why? Because you don't want to pee in the pool.
Yeah. So what we've actually done is we've actually partnered up with a lot of portable restroom companies as well. And you're picturing like portable restrooms at marathons when there's like 20,000 people using one restroom. But these are like actually pretty high quality ones that you get maintained once a week, and they're free. So if you were to sign up as a host and you wanted to opt for that, we do help you out with that. But otherwise, most our hosts do give you some sort of access to the restroom as well.
Bunham, just quickly, mate, you're 22 years old. How'd you come up with this?
So I am actually the oldest of 12 siblings. I have 9 younger sisters and 2 younger brothers. And, you know, it would actually require a school bus to get us from point A to B. So we just find ourselves stuck at home most of the time.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, you know, 12 kids under the age of 20, they did create some hysteria. So summer of 2018, my neighbor actually installed a pool in her backyard for her grandkids, and they never came to visit. And she was telling my mom how much, you know, she was spending on this pool, and nobody was using it, and she wasn't getting a lot out of it. And that's when I piped in, and I'm like, hey, why don't my family, like, help you out with the expenses on the condition that, like, we'll use it.
Well, mate, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, pleasure's mine. Thanks so much for yours.